I guess they can't all be masterpieces. Is that one you critique too much, or you just take the 2 points and move on?
No, you know what? You be real careful sometimes about, and I'm not talking about you and your question, and just in general, the theme coming into the game about how you critique the other team. Like, that team went in and beat St. Louis 5-2 in St. Louis. Same kind of game. They're hard on pucks. They compete. There's not a lot of easy ice. No, there's not a lot of flow of the game, so it's not going to look smooth if you just go out and play our game. It's not always going to look easy, and tonight wasn't easy for us. I mean, the thing, sure, there's going to be parts of our game that we can do better. We'd like to be more efficient on our power play, and I didn't think we had a whole lot of offense going late in the game when we... I'm all for putting pucks in deep, but I'd much rather we skated them in and did something with it. But, you know, a grinder. We got out, came out right, got up to, you know, two-goal leads, which is a good thing at home, and didn't feel like we hung on to them. We didn't generate a whole lot. We couldn't get it to five, but it's not like we were around their net. They played hard. So, you know, I would agree that, you know, we won't make the season ticket package. Like, we're not sending that video out. But sometimes those are the most important wins because you learn how to grind them out. And we've been pretty good at the teams that maybe have struggled a little bit. We haven't taken anybody lightly, and we've racked up points.
Is it maybe a good sign as well that on a night when I'm sure Connor Hellebuyck would admit that maybe he didn't have his best stuff, especially early in the game, fighting it a little bit, that you still found a way?
Yeah, you know what? Connor has been so good for so long and so solid and consistent. I thought it was an important one for him too, because sometimes it's a bit of the breaks. The first one's a screen. The second one's a shot that comes back to the guy. So now you set on the shot and then you move and you don't like it. The third one's kind of an unusual tip. So it wasn't easy for him. But, you know, all he needs to do really is make one save there when the goaltender's out and we win the hockey game. So, yeah, we got seven guys out of our lineup. Is that a game for Mace? Maybe he goes in. Maybe, you know, in this home stretch, you're certainly there's a rhythm to all of this. He's played a lot of games, but he found the right way to do it. You know, I mean, it wasn't easy for him, wasn't easy for anybody in our room, and we won the game.
And just one more from me, but is one of the risks when you put young players like Nick Petan and Brendan Lemieux that they almost have too much energy and excitement? They took the three penalties between them.
Yeah,
is that a risky run sometimes?
Yeah, but I liked their game other than that. I thought that, you know, big goal. That's a huge – so those penalties, you'd bark at them on the bench, but you wouldn't think a whole lot of them if your team was – if you had all your penalty killers in the lineup and it doesn't affect your flow. They're far more costly right now with the injuries that we have because we have to run people. Either guys who've never killed penalties before, or you're running those killers harder. I think that affects, you know, we're at eight, less than 8 minutes of PK time, and I'm running Little and Wheeler more than I want to in those holes, and I think that affected some of our offensive game in the end.
Well, you've won 20 games now out of 25 at home. What's this telling you in the bigger picture about your team?
I like when we're healthy how we can match against the other teams. We've got enough depth that we've got a good balance here of guys that can grind and certainly enough offense that we can score goals. And there should be an advantage to home hockey. But in order to do that, you have to have a certain structure in your lineup. And I think we're closer to that, to where we want to be with that structure than any of my time here. You know, when Lowry's in that lineup, it's a real effective line to go out and get one of their top two lines, and that leaves you in a better position. You get that matchup a little better at home.